Welcome to this week's edition of An Organic Conversation, a show about food, ecology, stories from the land, mothers, recipes, nature, sustainability, and life itself. We are celebrating mothers today. Of course, it's Mother's Day. So we are dedicating the full hour to all mothers, young and old, becoming, and the ones who are thinking about it, and double and triple mothers, as in grandmothers and great-grandmothers, all mothers, really. And we will actually be calling our own mothers in just a minute in Germany, California, and Hawaii. Let's see how that will turn out. Dear Mom, giving thanks for giving life today on An Organic Conversation. We are your hosts, Helga Hellberg.
Mark Mulcahy.
And Sita Rani Palomar. And Helga, it is just about Mother's Day. It isn't actually Mother's Day. We wanted to make sure that we could remind people in advance, not that people forgot, but just getting geared up for a celebration of moms. So we're looking
Day for
ahead.
Me. the most stressful show idea we could have come up with. Call our own moms.
Whose
idea was that? Whose idea was that?
It was actually really fun, though, because we were thinking about what we were going to do for this episode to honor Mother's Day. And as we were throwing ideas around in the studio, we talked, you know, maybe we should do an episode on how to make your own organic baby food and do something that shows moms some really great tips. And
Great idea. We already did that.
Yeah, fair enough.
We had a fantastic show on how to make your own baby food. Who was the guest? A lady who, like, you know, does all organic produce blends, peas and carrots, and fantastic show in our archive. I know our associate producer, Kristen Ponger, is looking for the title. We'll get that to you in a second. But if you just look at anorganicconversation.com, show on baby food, done. So that idea did not work out.
And not that it wouldn't be a good idea
to do it again.
But Helga, you said, you know what would be really great? What if we call our moms on air?
Yeah, I know.
It's sweet, though, because it evolved into what we're going to do, which is ask our moms for their best advice. So we still get to give tips.
And that's amazing. Like in Mark's case, Mark, your mom has been a mom for 60 plus years.
Yeah.
Just as a mother.
Yeah. And that's not just me.
Yeah, exactly. So there's so many great resources out there. Obviously, I'm saying
already
training
ready for
calling my mom in Germany. I'm a wreck. But of course, online, there are magazines. But really, the personal advice from somebody who has gone through this for the moments when you just don't know anymore or, you know, how to prepare better, I think that's so valuable.
It's incredible. And I remember when we had Peggy O'Meara from Mothering Magazine on a past show, and she gave such great advice to young moms.
And that's a phenomenal magazine, right?
Yeah.
It was really an indicator for, or a key tool for your mom, isn't it?
Well, actually, no. Susan, when she was raising our girls, I mean, Mothering Magazine was probably the only magazine we subscribed to because we weren't going to get to read any magazines anyway. And but she read that one, and there was such great sound advice in this world of all these sound bites and everything going on. There was just some good solid advice that you could to know that you weren't alone out there in your ideas on raising your kids and things like that. So Mothering Magazine, a great resource.
Well, there's such a beauty in passing on that wisdom. And so something that I really love to observe is I have siblings that have little kids. So my mom is a grandmother, I think at a very young age, but that's because I think my mom is still so young. But that's young at heart. And the wisdom that I see her passing on, the relationship that she has with my nieces and nephews as a grandmother is
incredible.
Very different. It's very different than being a mother. And it's beautiful and inspiring because I think at least there could be a tendency to get nervous or frantic as you're raising your first kids. But then you have this ability to get wisdom, whether it's from your own mother, whether it's from your friends who have kids, whether it's from something like Mothering Magazine.
But yeah, there are actually cultures that say that for the true learning, that true playful relationship that kids want and need to experience, the grandmothers or the grandparents are actually better equipped because they don't deal with everything is new, everything is, you know, survival, trying to make this new life work, overwhelming at times, no sleep. There are actually cultures where the raising of the kids or the teaching of the kid is is brought onto the grandparents who, you know, can do a beautiful job if they're part of that experience. And yeah, they're much more relaxed, of course, having done it a second time around. And it's not theirs directly. So that's wonderful.
So sweet.
You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palmer.
And today we're honoring the mothers of this earth, the earth itself being the great mother and all mothers on this planet for all the courage, love, and support they provide every minute of our lives. Dear Mom, giving thanks for giving life, our topic today, that and more when we come back. Stay tuned.
Are you a chef, have a catering business, or planning a party, or simply just love organic produce? If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, walk right in to Earl's Organic Produce. Anyone can buy directly from us at wholesale prices. You don't have to be a natural food store to enjoy the freshest and most delicious organic produce. We are located on the San Francisco Produce Market at 2101 Gerald Avenue. We look forward to seeing you.
Walk-in hours are Monday through Friday throughout the night from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Minimum purchase is one box or flat, cash or checks only. For more information, visit earlsorganic.com. Working from home is awesome, except when it's not. If you're working from your couch or your coffee shop, chances are you're not your most productive. For thousands of entrepreneurs, co-working is the answer. Next Space is a co-working company with offices in L.A. and the greater San Francisco Bay Area. Find an innovative workspace, a built-in community, and great networking opportunities at Next Space. Visit nextspace.us for more information. Next Space. Your best work happens here.
Want to feel your absolute best this spring, full of energy, clarity, and health? Join Bowman College founder Dr. Ed Bowman at our Vitality Fasting Retreat for the ultimate therapeutic mind and body cleanse. Detoxify, renew, and start fresh through a fun and rejuvenating four-day retreat at the beautiful Stillheart Institute in Woodside, California. The Bowman College Vitality Fasting Retreat is held May 16th through the 19th, and space is limited, so sign up today. For more information, visit bowmancollege.org. That's B-A-U-M-A-N, college.org.
I seen a lot of joy and I seen a lot of pain, but I don't want to write a love song for the world. I just want to write a song about a boy and a girl. Junkies on the corner always calling my name, and the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down.
And we are back here to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
Our topic today, Dear Mom, giving thanks for giving life. We are celebrating mothers in this hour for their endless work and love and support. And we will be calling our own mothers in just a minute to share their wisdom with you today. It's Mother's Day, and so it is all about mothers today in this episode of An Organic Conversation. And as always, we're starting off our weekly tip from the world of health and beauty. Here's Chef Sita and her holistic bite.
Thank you, Helga. Well, this week, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite traditions at Mother's Day, and that is making your mom breakfast in bed. This is something that I did, I can't even remember how many times, when I lived at home with my mom, and it has such a sweet spot in my heart. So whether it's something that you are able to do for your mother this Mother's Day, or something that you want to do for the woman in your life, if you're listening, this is a really great way to give her five-star treatment. Let her have a day off and let her feel and taste and enjoy your love for her. So here are some tips, because it can get a little bit nerve-wracking when you're preparing breakfast for somebody, especially if you don't do it very often. So the most important thing to do is plan ahead. Know in advance what you want to prepare. Buy the ingredients, get out all of the things from the pantry that you need to set it up. So that way in the morning, when it comes time to assemble this, you're not frantically worried and watching the clock and wondering if she's awake, if you're trying to keep it a surprise. So make sure you plan ahead and write these things down in a list to make it easier for you. And I think that when you do breakfast in bed, the sweetness is really in the details. This is the time to pull out the fancy china and the fancy silverware and use cloth napkins instead of paper napkins, and use a cup and a saucer, and get a little pitcher for your creamer and maybe the espresso spoons that never get used and the elegant butter knives, whatever really puts the cherry on top of this special gift that you're giving. And another thing to do is to decorate the tray, you know, create this beautiful foundation for all of the things and that you put into this breakfast. You could put a tablecloth down, or you could sprinkle flower petals on the tray. You could do little drawings. I've seen lots of children make cute drawings for their mothers on Mother's Day and put that underneath the plate. You could do little paper cutouts. I always loved when you fold white paper and you cut snowflake shapes in it. I think that's a really cute thing to do. Or if instead of using a big tablecloth and a little tray that you're going to set down over her lap, you could do a scarf that has a similar effect to it. But a couple tips that you may not think about in advance and will make a pretty big difference. One of them would be, don't fill the beverages more than 3/4 of the way, because this is a moving table. You don't want to spill orange juice everywhere. And another thing to do is to, before bringing in the breakfast tray, prepare the environment for her. You can get in and prop up the pillows or bring extra pillows so that she can sit up comfortably and enjoy her meal in a comfortable, relaxed position that's supported. Make the bed a little bit sweetly around her before you bring it in so that there's a neat, stable place to lay the tray down before you do. And then look at the food. And this is, of course, my favorite part. And you know what she likes, but I like to keep it elegant and simple because it can be a little bit of a frantic time getting this together in the morning. So a cup of tea or coffee, some fresh squeezed orange juice, which doesn't have to be that elaborate. You can squeeze it by hand. You don't have to use any kind of tools. And the Valencias are perfect right now to make her fresh squeezed orange juice. You could do a small fruit salad. It really could just be one kiwi and a few strawberries that you slice up. Or you could do a fruit smoothie. And then have like one main event. Maybe it's sweet and savory waffles where you put jams and chocolate hazelnut spread and maple syrup, or you have sauteed spinach and mushrooms and onions and pesto and tomatoes, whatever you think she likes, or something like a coconut rice pudding. And I have a great recipe that I'll share with our listeners online. But the key is, keep it joyful. The quantity is less important than the smile you wear on your face when you present it to her, and dress up however you want. Get some lovely music that shows how much you love her, and just enjoy that time together. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Sita. Ah, sweet. Yes, Mark.
And having made many Mother's Day breakfasts, I can tell you that plan thing is fantastic advice, because, I mean, here's, besides all the great tips that you gave, Sita, which are absolutely essential to a really good breakfast in bed, is on the meal. It's like the more you can do ahead. It's like I make a special French toast, which I make the night before and let it soak, and then I bake it. But then I'm not trying to cook eggs and put in toast and make orange juice and trying to have it all hot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the more that you can prepare your meal anywhere ahead. Now, we'll get into the tips on the fruit salad later on in what's in season. But, you know, that is essential. And the reality is, the second part of that is, don't leave the dishes for mom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the kitchen. The kitchen being a mess. Thanks, Mom. I'm going to go play now. Yeah. Are we talking about, like, sneaking out from the bed at night and being quiet early in the morning, and or is this like a surprise?
It could be either or. I've done both.
And Helga, you and I talked about this before the show, because I was saying, well, how do you keep it quiet and keep it a surprise? And you said, I don't want it to be a surprise. I love waking up and hearing that somebody is in the kitchen making breakfast. The anticipation.
The juicer or whatever is being prepared.
What was that?
I love that, actually.
But you can be quiet. There is actually a little bit of that when it's a surprise, where you walk in and it's a surprise. I've been up at 6 o'clock in the morning doing...
Knock on their door and they open their eyes and there's a big thing coming in.
And then there's the breakfast too.
Gifts and... Yes.
Well, and Helga, you had a clever idea too, that if you don't have one of these, like, sit on your lap trays, I don't know what they're called, but basically
I love those, where you just like sit up and you can, you know, just drape it over your legs for a flat surface.
You had another suggestion that was really
good. I'm not sure if it works, honestly. I thought, how can you, it's not that much height. You need like 6-7 inches, and maybe that can be done with books. They tend to slide. Everything in bed slides. So, you know, if you have any ideas as a listener of what can be alternatively used for one of those tables that you drape over your legs, if you don't have it, or maybe even how to build one, that would be great. I'm not sure if books, they might be sticky enough to stick together. They might not.
And it probably depends on the books. I mean, if it's a paperback.
And the sheets, you know, if they're silk sheets.
Yeah, if it's a novel
or,
versus a documentary. Yeah. But when if you do have a flower in the little vase, what's important, I think, is that make it spill proof. Mm-hmm. As much as you can keep
kind
the coffee
of, kind of like
on the
coffee,
side, the
yeah.
tea on the mm-hmm. side, and the, mm-hmm. you know, no water in the vase for an hour is fine for that rose. I think that's really important.
Or because, bring the rose in your
talking,
teeth or something like
talking
that.
Eating in bed. So. Yeah.
Well, we'll put our tips on Facebook and
we will.
Playlists and recipes and all kinds of things to make it a special morning.
Yes, and talking about gifts, etc., as always, the Holistic Bite is brought to you by the natural beauty company Ecobella. Celebrating Mother's Day this month as Mother's Day month as well. Ecobella offers a wonderful line of body care products and intelligent cosmetics. And of course, all of Ecobella products preserve Mother Earth. They are preservative-free, gluten-free, and cruelty-free. Check it out, ecobella.com. That's ECCOBELLA.com.
And if you, for some reason, are not able to do a breakfast in bed or breakfast isn't your thing, you could draw your mom a bath. And maybe use some of these gorgeous essential oils from Ecobella to give it that organic, fragrant, lovely experience.
You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And it is Mother's Day. It's springtime, and we've had Derek Fell with us last week, a gentleman who has written over 50 books on gardening and who joined us for a fantastic hour on gardening advice for the novice last week. From your indoor windowsill to your outdoor balcony, front yard or backyard, the opportunity to get into growing some food yourself has never been greater. So if this is your year, if this is the year for you to get into planting something, and if you're enticed about starting some type of garden this year yourself, check out last week's episode on anorganicconversation.com or iTunes, where all of our shows are available as podcasts. You can also follow us on facebook.com/anorganicconversation for produce tips, recipes, political campaigns, and so much more. And we'd love to hear from you. Please send us your comments or questions or suggestions on how to build that table where you can have the breakfast in bed to share at anorganicconversation.com. In this hour, we are celebrating mothers everywhere on this planet. We're celebrating Mother's Day, and we are dedicating the hour to honor our moms for giving life. Dear Mom, giving thanks for giving life, our show today, and we are actually calling our own moms to share their wisdom with us that made them such great moms and inspirations in our lives. And to get their advice for new beginning moms directly out of the mom's mouth, so to say. Because of the time difference, we're starting with calling my mom. Let's see if we have her on the line. Is this Germany speaking? Mom, are you there?
Ellen from Germany, how are you?
We are great. Hi. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah.
And I know it's late at night in Germany, in Hamburg. Thanks.
A few minutes past 10 o'clock.
Yes.
On evening.
Thanks for joining us. It's great to have you on the show. Quite nerve-wracking. we are celebrating moms today, and I want to start out by acknowledging you and by thanking you for something very specific that you have done in my life. I'm really grateful how much you let me play. And I remember many, many times that you and I were in the kitchen, actually, and I don't know how old I was, but at the age of 5 or 6, I was able to make my own scrambled eggs already at a very, very young age, and baking with you and cooking with you. And that's such a fond memory. I really love that memory.
I think you like it, but you don't must it do. So if you want to do anything else, you can do it.
Yes.
Because it's bring you up as a grown up.
Yes, and I
think so.
Yes, and I'm benefiting from it still today because this is a food show after all.
And you love baked goods.
And I love baked goods, yeah. So, Mom, we are asking our three moms here with my three co-hosts about their best advice for new beginning moms. You with, you know, many, many years of experience of being a mom, still my mom. What's the best advice you can give a new mom?
Dear Helge, the first answer is you can't learning to be a mom. But I think the best thing for the way is to look to the health, to the nature, and most of all, to give the kids love so much as you can. It's very important to understand the kids and to spend time, and overall, it's love. Love is a word is so simple, but it has so much inside. And that's it, I think so.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. We will pass that on to all the moms in the world, that it all comes down to love at the end. And
Yes, you know my son. Love is overall. Love is for understanding between people around the world and so on. And the first and the fastest thing is love between parents or moms and their kids.
Yes. Wonderful. And yes, I always felt that love and always felt very wanted and welcomed and really, really wanted. So thank you. Thanks for joining the show today. And what's the exact date of Mother's Day in Germany?
The second Sunday in May.
Yes.
12th of May.
Wonderful. Okay. So happy fröhlicher Muttertag.
Yeah, thank you, my dear son.
Okay. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Okay. Take care.
She's so sweet.
Yes. Did I say three hosts?
Yeah. I was looking for the other one.
Me too.
Where's that, in the
where's
studio
that
with
fourth
us?
Guy? Come on now. Whoa. Okay. Yes. That was Ellen Helberg in Hamburg, Germany. Wonderful to hear.
I
on
love
national
that.
Radio.
Abundance
very sweet.
Of love. Really, really. I was listening to Imagine this morning, Imagine by John Lennon, and hearing her say that love is, what did she say? She said it's about understanding people, and that just seems to be like at the core of it, right?
Yeah, I felt it when she said it, that, you know, people would say love, but sweet.
Well, so one of the things that I took from your mom is she was saying you can't know what it's like to be a mom.
Yeah, you can't learn it.
Yeah, you can't learn it. And there's a quote that says, "The moment a child is born, a mother is also born. She never existed before. The woman existed, but the mother never. A mother is something absolutely new." The reality is, I remember in any of my friends who I was trying to describe what it was like to be a parent, I never could quite, because you can't really understand it unless you've done it.
Yeah, beautiful quote. And it's so true. She really wanted me and my sister, the attention she paid. I think for the first 10 years of my life, I came home to a home-cooked meal every single day, however elaborate or simple. But she dedicated her life to us, and I'm really grateful. So yeah, love you, Mom. Thanks for being on the show today. That was sweet. And Kristen Ponger, associate producer, gave us the name of the show we were running on baby food. It's Baby Food, Making Every Bite Count, and it ran in May of 2011, a couple years back already. So Baby Food, Making Every Bite Count, May 2011, if you're interested in that show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And today is Mother's Day. It's the Mother's Day show. We are celebrating moms everywhere. And
I think it's time to call
your mom, Mark.
Okay.
You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Helberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And let's see if we can get your mom on the line.
Let's see. Hi, Mom. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark.
I should clarify that we usually call you the queen around our house. Welcome to the show, Mom. It's our Mother's Day version of the show, and we're so happy to have you on here. How are you today?
I've been fine.
Thank you.
Oh, good, good. Hey, Mom, you know, so what we're doing is we're all talking to our moms today, and I just wanted to just tell you a little story about how a difference that you made in my life. And I remember growing up that you were very shy, and you were pretty reserved. And then there came a point in your life where you went out and found a church and a faith and a community right. that you could really be part of. And I saw you blossom into the most amazing woman that I've ever met in my life. And you became part of a community, and you have grown and thrived and blossomed. And it was such an inspiration for me, is that now every day in my life, I look at how I can do the same, how I can make a change in my life to grow and to thrive and to blossom. And I just want to let you know that it's meant quite a lot to me that you had the courage in your life to go out there and find what you were looking for.
Right.
So another thing that we wanted to do today is we wanted to know if you had any advice for any new or young moms out there.
Well, for today, or any time as far as advice for young mothers today, I believe they have to recognize when they decide to become a mother that it's a 24/7 job, and that they're definitely if they don't have a faith-based relationship with God, they probably need to make some new changes and choices in their life, because from the time the children are born, they need to know that they are loved and valuable, and that God has a purpose for their life and a plan. And and I recognized that when I became a mother, that it's 24/7.
Yeah, even when you have to take your youngest son to the hospital all the time, when he's born with a hernia or things
that's
like that.
That's right. You're going to need help.
That's right. And I needed a lot of it, Mom. And I just want to say thank you so much. And I love you. And I appreciate that you've always been there for me.
Well, I love you. And God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mom. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Somebody take over here for a sec.
This is so beautiful. It's wonderful to hear their perspective, right? Because I'm almost feeling like I'm transported back into the time when they became a mom and they were confronted with this new situation, and they asked themselves, what do I value?
We had no idea, right, what they sacrificed.
No idea.
I had flashbacks of my mom at 4 a.m. putting goose fat on my chest because that's a remedy for colds, or your mom, Mark, with her faith, and like you can just feel. I mean, how old is she?
She's 89.
Yeah, that's a almost 90-year-old lady. And how many siblings do you have?
We have four kids in my family.
Yeah, so she has seen it all.
And, you know, she not only took care of everybody, but, you know, I was kind of a sickly kid and I was in the hospital a lot. And, you know, that's who was always there and always with me and always presenting an outlook on life. It's like, we'll get through this, you know, and it was just phenomenal. And you can't even imagine as a kid what it's like, because it's just mom, right? She's just there and she's mom and that's what she does. Right.
And she's superwoman.
And she's superwoman, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she, and that's just what she does. She's always going to be there and she's always going to do that for you.
Yeah, it's not a chore, right? It's not even, there's no choice of not doing it. It's just, that's what you do. It might be hard, but that's what you do. And you can hear that. You can hear the strength and, oh, wonderful. Yes, this is An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And this hour is about calling our moms, sharing their advice of, I don't know how many years we have here in the room.
Combined.
140, 150 years of mothering between our two co-hosts and my mom's life experience and motherhood on this hour of celebrating Mother's Day. In this episode, we have one more call to make.
Yes,
Sita, we'll be back with more in just a second. Stay tuned.
At Eden Foods, we've always strived to have a strong, positive impact on farming practices and food processing techniques. As the oldest natural and organic food company in North America, our business practices and products endeavor to contribute to a peaceful evolution on Earth. We encourage everyone to be knowledgeable, discerning, and proactively involve buyers, as we are. Look for organic grains, beans, beverages, and more by Eden Foods at your local co-ops, natural food stores, and online at edenfoods.com.
Are you committed to green, socially responsible, and sustainable business practices? Percepticon can help with eco-friendly internet solutions, website design services, e-commerce solutions, mobile apps, and high-performance internet hosting for your business. Percepticon is a full-service agency that specializes in web consulting, strategy, and technology development, so you can successfully communicate with your audience. Lighten your tech footprint in a green hosting environment. Call Percepticon today at 925-937-9000 or visit them at percepticon.com.
SPUD stands for Sustainable Produce Urban Delivery. SPUD delivers the highest quality organic produce and the best locally sourced grocery items one can find directly to your doorstep. It's easy, it's convenient, and it supports your local economy. On every delivery day, SPUD takes at least 100 cars off the road that would have otherwise been driving to the grocery store. Reduce your carbon footprint, save time, and save money when grocery shopping with SPUD. Place your order today at spud.com. That's SPUD.com.
You always was the black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed.
And we're back here to an organic conversation. I'm Helga Helberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
We are celebrating mothers today, indeed. It's Mother's Day month, and we're dedicating the hour to all mothers, young and old, becoming, and the ones who are thinking about becoming a mother, and double and triple mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. We went from Germany to California, and I think we're heading west still. We're going to Hawaii. And it's after my turn and Mark's turn. Sita, this is yours.
Mom, are you on the line?
I am. Hello.
Hello. Aloha.
Aloha.
It's so fun. We started with Helga's mom in Germany, and now we're in Hawaii, and there are 12 hours time difference between Hawaii and Germany. So we've been all around the world today.
That's fun.
It is fun. And it's really fun to have you on. I appreciate you way, way more than I could ever summarize in words, but I'm going to try. Because I wanted to tell you today that you have inspired me my entire life. One of those things is your most recent move to Hawaii to make your dream come true, which is a phenomenal. And you've always helped me make my dreams come true. And I have one particular memory of you just championing me and being my biggest fan when I was in high school and I was doing musicals. And I remember, of course, you came to the musical, you brought flowers, and it was a very lovely evening, but you also knew that I was going to be out late with the cast. And so by the time I got home, you and everybody in the house was already in bed, and I was creeping into my room to keep quiet. And I got in and I saw that there was a post-it on my mirror that said, "I am so proud of you." And I kept that post-it on my mirror, I think, until the day that I moved out, or maybe until the day that you moved out. But that has been kind of the summary mantra of my relationship with you and what I remember. So thank you so much, Mom.
Well, thank you. And I have always been so proud of you and continue to be.
thank you.
Thank you for being such a wonderful daughter.
Thank you. Well, you did an incredible job, if I might say so myself. You raised...
I'll echo that.
Yeah, second.
So we are asking our moms today if they could share a piece of advice for new moms out there, because the wisdom that you have amassed as being a mom is far beyond anything any of us in this room can fathom. So what would be the thing that you would like to share with moms out there?
Well, I think one of the key things in our lives for all of us is, how do we manage our time? How do we make the most of our time? You know, and of course, this is true for mothers. So my advice to mothers is, organize your everyday tasks. Organize your lives as much as you can to save time.
And there are little things that you can do. You know, sometimes it's as easy as uncluttering your kitchen so you don't have to look for your pots and pans or your measuring spoons. You know where everything is, you know. Or maybe joining a warehouse club so that you can do your shopping in bulk and you save not only time, but you save that valuable money. Or little tiny things, you know, like hanging up a key rack, you know, in your kitchen so you always know where your keys are. Little things that you can do for yourself that organize your time so you can spend more of that time with your family and also, as mothers, more of that valuable time on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
So true.
That's great.
So true. I love that. And I can't even imagine how those little things that, you know, now may not, they seem frustrating to me now, but I'm only taking care of myself. So it's like, if you can't find your keys day after day after day while you're trying to get your kids into the car, that's just wonderful advice, Mom. So I appreciate everything you've done, and I really appreciate you being on the air today.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, ditto. Lucky me.
All mothers do.
Right back at you. And I will see you soon, which is wonderful. We'll be celebrating a birthday with you in Hawaii. Gosh, my life is so good. Yeah. Okay, thank Mama. You. I love you. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too. Bye. Love you too. Bye.
That was Germany, California, and Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. From love to faith to get organized. That is so valuable. And your mom knows the value of being organized. I could hear her conviction of that single moment. Like, if you take care of that, of course the love is there. Hopefully there's faith, or, you know, it helps. But if your life is in clutters, this will be so much harder. I totally got that.
And, you know, Susan, the mother of my daughters, mm-hmm. I can tell you when we were young parents, I was always amazed, is because I was thinking, like, in the moment, you know, and it was like the diaper bag was packed, you know, this was in the car already, the kids had snacks already packed away, little thing like that. And I would have been just like, whenever I was doing it, it was just like, oh, yeah, they're going to need to eat in an hour. Oh, you know, it's like, and it was just so amazing to me just how she did that, and how that thought process of just being organized, exactly what your mom is saying. And it made a very difficult job, because raising kids, it's a lot of work. It's the most amazing thing you can do, but it's a lot of work. And she made it so much easier just because of how she was with the kids. And it also gave her more time to play with the kids.
And I love that story of your note, Sita. Obviously, you got the love, you got the faith. Did you become this organized? I would consider you a good planner and pretty organized
really?
Because of your mom. Like, do you now, can you look back and realize that's an important part of your life? Like, that you got that quality from her? Or if you look at your childhood, did you recognize how organized your mom actually was?
I've got to second what Mark said earlier, which is my mom is super mom, right? She's superwoman. So it wasn't even a conscious thing to me. All of the incredible feats, even if it was just knowing where her measuring spoons were so that she could make us dinner every night, which obviously now that I look at it, she did. And boy, is she an amazing cook. That's why I went into this industry.
And all moms are indeed super moms. Shout out to all moms. This is an organic conversation celebrating mothers all around the world and the world itself. I'm Helge Helberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And we'll be right back with the produce tip, what's going on in the Mother's Day week, month in the world of produce with Mark Mulcahy. That and more when we come back. Stay tuned.
I can hear her heartbeat from 1,000 miles. Yeah, the heavens open.
Produce is ever-changing, seasons coming and going. At Earls Organic, we have been sourcing solely organic produce for over 20 years. Since 1988, Earls Organic Produce has been establishing strong relationships with growers and developing a deep understanding of the seasons, so you can offer the most delicious organic produce to your customers, staff, and clients year-round. For organic produce, visit Earls Organic Produce at earlsorganic.com. That's earlsorganic.com.
Frye Vineyards is America's first organic winery, family-owned and operated since 1980. Dedicated to the highest levels of organic and biodynamic farming, Frye never adds synthetic sulfites or other preservatives to their wines. Frye organic and biodynamic wines include delicious Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. Frye Vineyards Mendocino County award-winning wines without added sulfites. Available at grocery stores and online at fryewine.com. That's FREYWINE.com.
Working from home is awesome, except when it's not. If you're working from your couch or your coffee shop, chances are you're not your most productive. For thousands of entrepreneurs, co-working is the answer. Next Space is a co-working company with offices in LA and the greater San Francisco Bay Area. Find an innovative workspace, a built-in community, and great networking opportunities at Next Space. Visit nextspace.us for more information. Next Space, your best work happens here.
Take away my trouble, take away my grief. Take away my heartache, in the night like a thief. She gave me love.
And we're back here to an organic conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
Our topic today is Dear Mom, Giving Thanks for Giving Life, and that indeed includes Mother Earth. And what a perfect transition to our produce tip of the week. Here's Mark Mulcahy, our produce expert, with What's in Season.
And since it is What's in Season, what the heck? It's Mother's Day What's in Season time. And of course, we've got Earl Herrick, the voice of the produce market, on the line with us from Earl's Organic Produce in San Francisco. And Earl and I decided today we're going to talk about fruit salad and what to do for fruit salad for Mother's Day and what's a good value and, you know, what to pick and all that type of thing. And so, Earl, darn it, let's hear some advice from you.
Hey, Earl. Hey.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day almost.
Happy, huh? Mother's,
happy
Day.
Mother's Day.
Almost.
Always. Right. Almost always.
Well, you know, you can always give a card, and flowers are great. But I tell you,
produce.
I don't know, where I live, breakfast in bed is a home run.
Yes, it is.
You know, you can do it in bed. You could take it outside on a deck or a patio. Have breakfast in the afternoon in the garden. So many things. And right now, there's so many great things that you can have for breakfast. This is the perfect time. This is the springtime because berries are abundant all over. This is probably one of the best times to buy berries because you have a bunch of different geographical areas in production at the same time. You got Mexico, you have Southern California, you go up the coast to Santa Maria, Oxnard, then you go up to Watsonville. It's all in production right now for a short period of time, which means you have super supply, which is going to translate in a real reasonable cost. So that's strawberries. Blueberries are the same way. They're just exploding right now. And then on top of that, you want to mix a little melon in. There's some of the market for melons is very big right now out of Mexico just before it starts in the desert. So you got honeydews, orange and green. You got Galea melons, cantaloupe. Throw a little watermelon in there. And if you really want to branch out, we got the very beginning of the stone fruit season.
So, Earl, just a couple quick questions. Really? Is lately, if people have been buying strawberries, they have not been very good. I mean, up until this point. I mean, that, you know, I've seen them in the stores. They've been okay, right? And so what I'm hearing you say is that they'll be more abundant, a better price, and there'll be a better flavor?
Absolutely. One thing that's consistent with an early production of anything is that it's inconsistent. So that's what we've seen. We've seen some berries that are okay. Some, I wouldn't want that. And some are, these are good. And as the season continues, they're getting better.
And so the sweetness you're saying is increasing, of course, as more sun is hitting. The weather is way warmer than just 6 weeks ago. So that has an immediate impact on the final weeks of berries and that kind of produce.
Yes, because heat is going to is BTUs, which is going to create sugar, which is going to create sweetness.
Which is so funny.
80 degrees.
Yeah, with winter produce, it's the opposite. The cooler it gets, the more sugar you get, and with summer produce, the more sun you get, the sweeter it gets. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Exactly.
And melons, you said they're from Mexico, so because obviously it's a little early for California, and so those should actually be at the peak of the Mexican season right now. Well, they actually will be a nice flavored melon to put into fruit salad if you're going to do that.
Absolutely. They're going to taste like July and August in California. We're getting these Mexican melons now. They're right in the middle, actually toward the end of their season, so they've had plenty of time to be on the vine, getting sugar. So, you know, if you're going to choose a time outside of July and August, this right now is the best time.
What about Texas and Florida, those areas of the country?
Well, yeah, they're in production. Their citrus is still around, and you're going to get some strawberries from Florida also. So, yeah, and some blueberries from down there, too.
Nice. Okay. Wow.
Something
fruit,
sweet wherever
fruit
you
salad.
Are.
Fruit salad it is.
So, oh, yeah. And so, Earl, thank you so much, as always. And I hope that you have a wonderful breakfast outside or somewhere, or you're making a breakfast or what have you. And thank you Absolutely. Always for all your advice and for your wisdom of the produce market. And we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, okay. Earl.
Thanks, Earl. Bye-bye. And a cup. Yeah, so a couple quick tips on fruit salad that you'll want to know. You were bringing up earlier, see, to like maybe keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And that's a really key tip in fruit salad. Keep it to no more than like 5 ingredients. Keep it really simple. You want to make sure that those colors shine. And you don't want to make fruit salad ahead, because you want fruit salad to be at room temperature, because that's where you're going to get your optimum flavor of your fruit. And by keeping it simple and only having a few things, that way you get to see more colors in the salad, and it actually shows. And so it actually has more eye appeal, as you were talking about your tray. Another thing is don't, if you make it ahead and you put it in the refrigerator, that chilling actually affects the flavor negatively, not positively. And so... and then the last thing, buy in season. So Earl just gave us some really good tips that the melon's really good right now. Berries will break down really quick. So if you're going to use berries in a fruit salad, add them last and just before serving, or keep them separate, like Sita said earlier in the Holistic Bite, just a simple berry dish for something.
And maybe some Valencia oranges still.
Well, another thing, Helga, that brings up another thing about fruit salad is a lot of people will overdress fruit salad, thinking that they've got to add a bunch of flavor. And really, you don't, because the fruit has the flavor. Sure. So a little squeezed orange juice sometimes can bring some of that flavor, or lemon will also keep it from going brown, but also accent flavor.
Nice.
So, yeah, really.
Thank you, Mark. That was the weekly update from the world of produce, of what this Mother Earth provided for us in this time of the year, is providing for us. That's Mark Mulcahy and What's in Season. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helga Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And speaking of Mother's Day celebrations and making even the workplace an easier place for moms to continue working, to pursue their careers, pick up their careers again, perhaps, and yet be fully supported, I think we have a call-in guest right now who's joining us.
Hello, Diana, are you on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to An Organic Conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about mothers. We've been talking about honoring mothers this week. Mm-hmm. And you are both a mother and a busy professional. And I think that you've found a really elegant way to integrate your work and being a mom. So we would love to ask you for your tips and have you tell us about this really great new business model that you started that helps to support both.
Great. Yeah, thank you. I am a mom. I have a beautiful 21-month-old baby. And when she was about 8 months old, I was doing some consulting work from home and realized that, you know, being a mom and working from home on professional conference calls and things like that just wasn't really a sort of professional, and it wasn't serving me as a mother as well. And so I dreamed up a model of a place where I could get my work done and meet super interesting other mothers and fathers that were doing great things and share a good cup of coffee together, and our children could be close by, so we could offer infant and toddler on-site, incredibly high-quality childcare as well. So you could really have that integration of work and life and really map your day to your energy levels and to your needs professionally and your needs personally.
So I love this idea, and there are a lot of people that this caters to that makes it more possible for them to integrate these two things. Can you tell us, first of all, what's the name, and and who does this cater to? Who should be reaching out to learn more?
Yes, so the business is called Next Kids, and it's all about what's next. So what's next in childcare, what's next in parenting, what's next in work, and what's next in really having a well-integrated life. It's also called Next Kids because we are a part of Next Space, which is a collaboration, collaborative learning and innovation company that already does the adult side of the business extremely well. And the types of parents that we cater to, it's really interesting, Sita. When I started creating the solution, I thought, well, this is great. This is going to work for me. It's going to work for other really busy parents that are you know, very focused on being active, mindful parents at the same time wanting to still have a pretty accelerated and ambitious and fun career. And what I learned is that this community is actually much bigger than I thought. So about right now, millions of workers globally are working independently. And there's sort of a few reasons why that's happening. So you have people like me that used to be on a plane 4 days a week and, you know, rushing around the world, working on really interesting sustainability strategy projects, but realizing that wasn't going to fit for having a new child in my life. And so I wanted a more flexible way of working and living. And so I opted to start my own consulting firm. And so you have people that are wanting to become those, they're called super temps nowadays, or independent freelancers. And at the same time, you have companies that are saying, look, there's a lot that goes into hiring and firing and maintaining a really strong employee relationship. And there are benefits and there's career progression. And there are a lot of things that we might be needing or we might not be needing so much in the future. So sort of both ends of the spectrum are leading us to this statistic out there that by 2020, 40% of the American workforce, about 60 million people, are going to be working independently.
Mm-hmm. Telecommute, yes.
Exactly. So the mobile technology enables that to happen. Companies want that to happen, and workers, employees want that to happen. So there's a big need for this. And then at the same time, we're starting to see a lot of really incredible voices pop up around what is the role of parenting in this generation, and what is the role of working as a parent in this generation. And
yes,
we've had so many great examples up until now, and I think it is about that integration between work and life.
And we have, you know, our own offices, our production offices are at Next Space here in San Francisco, actually. And it's a co-working environment where you can completely work on your own. You just share the infrastructure like a printer. So 20, 30, 40 people would share a printer instead of all of us having our own. What's interesting for me to observe, though, is that the productivity is so much higher. When I work from home, you know, speaking about telecommuting, that might work for some, but the distraction is just constantly in your face. You are, for me, I am, you know, even if it's a home office, it's so different when you're surrounded by people who are there to work, whether, you know, within one company or they all have their independent companies. So productivity, workflow, quietness, it just feels great to go to Next Space for us to share that infrastructure, and now with Next Kids offering that for moms, you know, as well, to not necessarily interrupt a certain lifestyle that they want, and really offering both a great collaborative work environment.
It does seem like the evolution, right? Childcare and co-working. So, Diana, people who are interested in Next Kids, how do they learn more?
So the first place that I would recommend people go to is our website. It's www.nextkids.us. On that site, it's a pretty basic splash page for now, but we have a cute YouTube video where I talk about this concept more, and our CEO of NextSpace talks about it more. There's a place for you to learn more by emailing us, and we'll keep you up to date on our progress as we search for our first space in San Francisco.
And then you also have these really cute crawl dates and play dates so people can learn more. You can learn all about that if you visit them at nextkids.us. Diana, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing this really, really wonderful work.
You're welcome. Happy,
yes, thanks for joining
yeah,
us.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's nextkids.us, also part of nextspace.us. A great partner for us. And that was a wonderful, emotional, nerve-wracking show.
Great show.
On Mother's Day. Again, thanks to all moms. We love you. And I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar. Happy Mother's Day.
An Organic Conversation is a proud production of the Organic Media Network. Associate producer, Kristen Ponger. Studio engineer, Robert Costa. Underwriting production, Mark Van Gelder. Thank you all.
If you missed parts of this show or for any other episode, go to iTunes or anorganicconversation.com.
And you can follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/anorganicconversation.
We're your hosts, Helge Hellberg,
Mark Mulcahy,
and Sita Rani Palomar.
And we'll be back right here, same place, same time next week. See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're the driving force in my life. Yeah. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't.